South Korea is looking for critical minerals and also market. So this is the place to go. Africa's market is growing. Right now, 1.4 billion people. By 2050, one out of every four persons on the planet will be in Africa. So this is a growing market. And it's also a very, very important source of critical minerals that South Korea needs for its technology sector, electric cars and artificial intelligence. They are competing against Japan and India and China and the United States. And so it makes a lot of sense to look to Africa.
When you talk about minerals, what kinds of minerals are we talking about?
So we're talking about rare earths. We're talking about critical minerals. So Africa has about 30% of the world's critical minerals, chrome, cobalt, manganese, lithium, nickel, cobalt, graphite, those kinds of stuff. The kind of minerals that are used for semiconductor manufacturing and batteries and particularly electric cars and also solar technology. All those minerals are there. The Chinese kind of have cornered the market on that. They control a lot of it. And so it makes sense for South Korea to be jumping in the fray.
You just kind of outlined the important minerals that are sought after by many countries around the world right now, including the United States. What does these African heads of state, what do they hope to get out of it?
Well, Africans are happy to be courted. It's better to be courted than ignored. And so the African countries that have some of these minerals are looking to add value to them, and they want to entertain foreign investors who may help either develop some of these minerals before they export it or pay a slightly higher price for it. But these kinds of meetings, it's a grab bag because you have a lot of leaders there. It's about 48 countries represented. They all have different needs, but this is an opportunity for them to talk about other things such as tariff-free access to Korean markets, efforts to attract Korean investment to the continent. Then, of course, in the bilateral sections, each leader will push what is important to their economy. But there's also aid on the agenda. And the Koreans are also trying to kind of counter North Korean efforts to recruit some of these African countries into its orbit as it continues to deal with North Korea as a diplomatic problem.
Some observers might say that this is just yet another country that's, you know, going to go in and take more natural resources out of Africa. And they're just, you know, being selfish about it and looking to enrich themselves at the expense of these African countries. How is South Korea different than other countries that have already gone there? Like you mentioned, China. How is South Korea different?
Well, South Korea is not different from any other country. Any country that goes into Africa is seeking to advance its interests. And that's okay. These African states are not children. They are sovereign states. They know what's good for them, and they should come to the bargaining table with a list of their own demands. And so to the extent that they've mismanaged prior relationships, we can say those are their own faults, and hopefully they learn from those experiences with China, for example. All the loans that they took out that never led to development, that led to deep indebtedness. They should learn from those things and come to this new engagement with those lessons and make better bargains. But essentially, any country that goes in there has something that it wants, and so do the Africans.